You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama. We appreciate the support of Coronation to The Mark White Show. Today, as announced on the Mark White Show Facebook, I have Dorinda Doyle with me, and we're going to talk about her work as an author. Now, she is a children's book author and an adult author, so I'm excited to be able to talk to her, to get her background, to find out what led her to be a writer. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dorinda.
Thank you, Mark.
Glad to have you, Dorinda, and I have two books in front of me. The first is How I Learned to Like My Mom, Forgive Those You Love Before It's Too Late. a number one bestseller in 6 Amazon categories. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sounds like a very in-depth, deep type of book. This is one that a lot of people can relate to because they have maybe some schisms in their family where they're not united with brothers, sisters, parents. Maybe something happened years ago and it altered the course of history for their family.
Exactly. Yes. I wrote that book. It was in my mind and on my heart for a number of years. And when I decided I was going to start writing, I had retired from teaching and a couple of other little minor jobs after teaching that everybody kind of does, because retirement's not what it's cracked up to be. When your spouse doesn't retire, you really don't need to retire. And I decided I'd start writing, and I joined an online class, and they said, sometimes you have to write the book that's on your heart before you can write what you really want to write. And so this memoir about my mother was the book I had to write to get it done. And it was heavy on my heart, heavy on my mind. And once I started writing, I literally got the thing pumped out in less than a month.
This is the very first book that you wrote?
Yes. The one, How I Learned to Like My Mom, was the very first book I ever wrote.
What was the class you were taking to get to that point where they say you just need to write what's on your heart?
Yeah.
And that's a very serious class to start out with, to say go down into the depths of whatever you're feeling and start writing.
Yes. It's a online course, like I said, called selfpublishing.com. And they support authors who are not, most people that write memoirs, they're famous or they're writing about famous people. My mother was not famous. She was, I can tell you my elevator pitch. She was a honky-tonk gal who drank too much, parented too little, wrote country songs, and married 7 times. And that's it. So they tell you up front, don't expect to, you know, hit the New York Times bestseller, because it's the famous people that do that with memoirs. And but I knew this was the book I needed to write. And my mother had passed away, and regretfully, she passed away before I was able to resolve all the hard feelings. And so, you know, and I even addressed this in the first chapter or so. Is it my way of feeling less guilt? Probably. But it's also my way, as I worked my way through the book, I did a lot of research. I had a lot of stuff that I just never had gone through. And the more I researched and the more I started thinking about things, the more I realized she wasn't as bad a mother as I thought she was. And I wish I'd realized that earlier. I wish I had given her the respect and shown her the dignity that I should have shown her.
Well, and we know that we can't change somebody's behavior. Their actions are their actions. And once somebody's gone, and I have loved ones that are passed on too, that, you know, I would love to be able to talk to them about different subjects that I missed early on. But at the same time, if we can find it within ourselves to calm the storm that's inside of us as to, okay, this is why this happened. This is how I'm going to look at life moving forward. I had somebody share not too long ago that when something happens, say as a 16-year-old, we're viewing it as a 16-year-old.
Exactly.
That's our perspective. We can't view it as a 43-year-old because we're not there yet. When we get to that point of being older, we can view it and look on the outside and say, I wish I handled that differently, but you handled it as your level of maturity or whatever situation you were in. And so we don't have that luxury of being able to fast forward 30 years and say, what would I do if I was 50 years old in this situation? We don't do that
as
younger people.
What I guess, and this is an appropriate month to be talking about my mother and this book, because it's, I think it's Women's History Month as well as Black History Month and probably a lot of other things that are being celebrated. But as I was trying to put my mother's life in perspective in relationship to the time frame, what was going on in the world, what was happening, that's what made me suddenly become very humble and realize she faced so many more challenges because of the time frame. She was born in a very poor situation in Oklahoma. Literally, the Dust Bowl was happening. The war took away a lot of her prospects, World War II, and poor dirt farmers, literally. And so even after she overcame that, she was facing all of the challenges that women of that time were facing in terms of essentially gender bias and couldn't get jobs. She was a single mother, divorced, and all kinds of things that she faced that I had no concept of. So did it make her perhaps do things and say things and be things that I did not approve of or I thought I was better than? Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. I didn't have a concept until I started writing the book. And very definitely it made me feel bad. It did. And as I dredged up memories, there were nights that I couldn't sleep. I feel at peace now. I feel that I've told her story. So I wanted this book to be my way to show the world what a wonderful person she was, despite all of her errors, despite what many people would say was poor parenting. I did want to show her the respect, and that's what I wanted to accomplish with this book.
You brought up a great point when you talk about the time period where your mom would have grown up in and the criticisms that she would have faced because people would have known and it would have gotten out to other people, well, this is the way she lives her life. And they would have been very critical, and it would have prevented her from having some opportunities because of the way people judged other people.
Mm-hmm.
In this day and age, it's quite a bit better, I believe. And our judgments of people, maybe if we look at our own flaws, as you maybe weren't looking as much as your flaws, then it helps us to understand we're all flawed people.
Exactly.
We all make mistakes. Now, some are more blatant than others, and we're going to be judged on the blatant ones, the ones that people see. They can't judge the ones they don't see. And so we can walk around and look very good to the public. Oh, well, Mark, I'm going to give him an opportunity. He's a squared away guy. Well, they don't know about the details of Mark. And if they did, I'm not going to give Mark an opportunity because, you know, there's that. And that would have been the same way with your mom.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I just think as I was uncovering different things and memories of she did this, she did that, whatever. I also, and the SPS class told me that this is what was going to happen, that when you start doing a memoir about a family member, that you sometimes start realizing things about yourself. And that's exactly what was happening. And so in this book, I end up telling not just her life, but a bit about my own. I couldn't help it. It affected me. And I realized, don't throw rocks at glass houses.
Yes,
that's the bottom line.
So, Dorinda, share about how people can get their copy of How I Learned to Like My Mom.
The book is available locally at Ave Maria Grotto in Coleman, Alabama. But you can also order it on Amazon. It's available in paperback, ebook, and hardcover. And hopefully I'll have the Audible version released by the summer. And we've worked on that lately.
Great. Right now we're talking to Dorinda Doyle. She is an author, and we've talked about How I Learned to Like My Mom. When we come back, we're going to talk about a children's book, The Kid with the Ear-Splitting Scream and the Dog Who Explains Everything. I hope you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation with Dorinda Doyle. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm so glad to have this guest with me today, Dorinda Doyle. She is an author, and we talked about her book, How I Learned to Like My Mom, Forgive Those You Love Before It's Too Late. And now, in this segment, we're going to talk about a children's book that she wrote, The Kid with the Ear-Splitting Scream and The Dog Who Explains Everything. Welcome back to the show, Dorinda.
Thank you, Mark.
You live in the Coleman area, correct?
I do, at Smith Lake, yes.
Okay. And you wrote your first book. And this is the second book you wrote?
It is.
What caused you to take the path of a children's book?
Well, I was a teacher for 30 years. Now, I taught high school and college age, but I've done a lot of volunteer things, such as a zoo docent and so forth, that has enabled me to work with younger kids. I have my own son who, whether he knows this or not, the kid in my books, is based on the 9-year-old version of my son, who is now 42 years old and is a professor at Penn State. So he may or may not be appreciative of this. I also have 7 grandkids. And I've always been a writer. Even while I was teaching, I wrote curriculum. I worked for 2 state departments of education and wrote curriculum. my claim to fame was trying to make the lesson plans and the curriculum fun activities, not just boring lectures and so forth, but things that would engage the students. And from being a curriculum writer, I know that people learn different ways. Some people are auditory, some people are visual, some people are hands-on, so forth. So all of that had a bearing on the children's books that I wanted to write. I also know that I am a literal person. When somebody says something, I visualize it in my head and I take it very literally. I know that a lot of kids are like that. I'm going to tell a story of when I was teaching high school and I had a Vietnamese student come in one day. She came straight from a history class and she was very confused and she said, Mrs. So-and-so said that this Confederate officer didn't have a backbone and yet he was riding a horse into battle. How did he ride a horse with no backbone? And I started laughing and I was explaining to her that that was an idiom or just a figure of speech. And that has always stuck in my mind that there are a lot of us that take things literally. And there are so many parts of our speech that are just put pictures yes. in our heads. And so I decided one day, and especially with grandkids, when they're starting to ask, well, what does that mean? And started writing this book. I love dogs. I do rescues and had to have a dog in the book. And it just evolved that the dog was going to be the smart one. So thus we got the kid with the ear-splitting scream. And a little bit of rhyme in it, a lot of idioms or figurative speech that deal with body parts, whether it be a heartbreaking or a brain scattering or whatever. All of those are addressed in this book.
And you mentioned to me how this might benefit the autism community, those yes. on the spectrum. I found that interesting as well, that this could very well be a book that those who have children with autism could share with their children.
Yes. The and I chose my illustrator with the thought in mind that I want very simple, not elaborate art or things that were hard to comprehend. Because when you have kids with autism, when there's too much coming at them, it's hard to comprehend. And my illustrator actually lives in the Ukraine. There's been some communications glitches here and there, and it's been kind of funny to work them out because I'll give her the story and I'll tell her this is what I want on this page or whatever. And sometimes because of the language barrier, I'll get something quite different than what I had in mind, but we work it out. And
back to that understanding of what somebody is trying to explain.
Exactly, exactly. And so I felt like between her very simple art and my story that we put together a book that it's fun, it explains some of our figurative language and you know, it's not going to be earth-shattering or change the world, but I hope that it entertains and teaches.
Absolutely. Now, Stacy Givens, are you familiar with Stacy?
No, I'm not.
Stacy is the founder of Make-A-Way Foundation, and Stacy has gone into the schools here in Athens and Limestone County and has built sensory rooms.
Oh, my.
And this might be a very appropriate book to include into the sensory rooms. And okay. So I'll try to put you and Stacy together, but it's Make-A-Way Foundation is the name of her foundation.
Okay.
They do a great work, and they've put sensory rooms in all the city schools, and now they're working on the county schools, and she hopes to expand that out to schools outside of this area.
Okay.
So I'm proud to try to network people and excited to do that because they're maybe a good fit for you guys.
Okay. All right. And the book is, it's intended for kids ages 3 to 10. They don't have to be autistic because I'm not autistic right. that I know of. And just just entertaining and perhaps letting them know that, okay, this is not what's really meant and what is meant instead. And I've got three more books that will be published this year that all deal with figurative language.
Excellent. My daughter Cora's 9.
Okay.
And she has Cora's Corner. As I mentioned, she'll read an excerpt of this book on Saturday. And I tell you, I think it's going to be a fun read for her. And I hope that a lot of kids are able to hear this, and parents that will be listening will go and find the book.
Okay.
This will be exciting for me to be able to help you as an author.
Thank you.
You started with your first book, and this is your second, and I'm always happy to try to help get people off the ground and reach my listeners with this type of work. I appreciate your work and what you've done as an author to cover both bases here, because you cover something very deep with
the first book.
Yes. And then you go into children's books. So you're very versatile as an author. I'll put it that way. And that probably comes from your background as a teacher, because you have to be very flexible, and high school students, college students, that can be a challenge. I know young people are a challenge, but the simplicity, there may be a simplicity there that's not available with a high school. It gets more complex in college.
Oh, definitely.
Trying to navigate them.
Yes.
So you have a very versatile tool bag there as an author.
Well, 7 grandkids, ages 4 to 16, I have a lot of material to work with.
Dorinda, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the show. Let's share quickly how the kid with the ear-splitting scream can be picked up by people who want to purchase this book.
It was just published literally a week ago.
Wow.
And it is available ebook, paperback, and hardcover on Amazon.
Excellent. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll go ahead and share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation Custom Clothing and Alterations. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
San gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.